when it feels like surgery and it burns like the degree, and you wonder what is it worth when your insides breaking in and you feel that ache again, and you wonder what's giving birth.
This morning, and it's a short scripture, but you may not know the emphasis. So let me give you one word to pay attention to in this brief scripture. The word we're orbiting around today is believe. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, here it is, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. Then Jesus sternly ordered them, "See that no one knows of this." But they went away and spread the news about him throughout that whole district. Good news is tough to keep quiet. Along with Paul, pray also for me so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might declare it boldly as I must speak. Valentine's Day is coming up. And there is a word that ties in very well with a heart. But we wouldn't know that because the word in Latin is credo. And the way most of us interpret that word today is believe. That's why I had us look at that word believe when Jesus says, "Do you believe I can do this?" Credo was not interpreted as believe for centuries, only until recently. Back in Jesus' time, and since until recently, credo meant more than just believe something in the head. Credo meant, give my heart to, hence the heart tie-in. There's a world of difference between believing in something. Let's take the most basic. Here we are in church. If I asked you, "Do you believe in God?" Duh, it's a no-brainer. "Do you believe in Jesus?" Well, sure. There's a line in the scriptures that says, that's easy. Doesn't say that part. It says, even the devils believe in God. What's the big deal with that? And they even shiver and quake at the name. Believing's no big deal if it's only up here. Credo is, I give my heart to big difference between believing in God only and giving my heart to God. Big, big difference. So let me ask you to illustrate this. Which would you prefer? To have somebody talk to you, come up to you, somebody you know and love, and talk to you about giving you a hug and a kiss. Would you prefer that? Or would you prefer that they just actually gave you a hug and a kiss? Which would you prefer? Belief is on one level. It's necessary. It's good. I'm not knocking it. It's not all that there is. There's way more. Credo, I give my heart to Christ. Think about that when you send the Valentine's wish. And if you put a little emoji heart in there, you're giving your heart to? When my mother died, I can stand here right now, and if I close my eyes, it was in a church, my home church, pretty similar in some ways to this. I can't tell you the names of all the people who came through to greet all of us in the family, but I can tell you probably about 5 or 6 that I remember so vividly that I can close my eyes and I can see them in front of me right now. And those are the people who really didn't have much to say to us in the line. They were the ones who came up to us, put their arms around us, and gave us big bear hugs. Those are the people I remember. Belief is one level. It's good. It's a beginning. It's only a beginning. I give my heart to. It includes all of us. It includes the hands and the feet. It includes my will. It includes everything. And beliefs. On this table, is an amazing, I left one thing down here, sorry. Excuse me, amazing evidence of God that goes beyond, pardon me, just believing. When you look up here and you see the loaf, when you look up here and you see the cup, what you are looking at is God giving God's heart to us. That's what this is. Did Jesus say, I love you and God loves you? Yes. Did he tell it in lots of different ways and show it many, many times? Yes. He showed it many, many times. And then he lived it. The body of Christ broken for you. This is God giving God's heart to each and every one of us. The blood of Christ shed for you. Each and every one of us. This is God. God's credo. This is God giving God's heart to us. And one of the best things I can say about this, this is open to everyone. If this very second you're saying, I might consider this journey. Okay, I'm going to walk with you, Jesus. Take me to God. If you are just deciding that this moment, you are welcome here. If you've had communion umpteen times in your life, and many of those umpteen times have been right here in this room, you are welcome. If you never set foot in this room until this moment, you are welcome. Because this is where God gives God's heart to all of us. I'd like to lead us into communion with a prayer. And I will pray the beginning part of this, and then there's a short response at the end. The table of bread and wine is now made ready. It is the table of company of Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became thank you.
me find a way. Bring me back to you. Help me know you, I need. Help me.